The second message, the text is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, verses 1 all the way up to verses 11, verse 23.
接下来的信息经文是取自于历代志下十章一节到十一章二十三节。
We are going to study the life of Rehoboam.
我们会来查考罗波安的生平。
One of the most prestigious, illustrious king is King Solomon.
在以色列人历史当中呢，色彩最浓厚的一个君王是所罗门王。So
the wisest and the wealthiest king.
他是最有钱，也是最有智慧的一个位王。Can
you imagine the wealthiest and the wisest?
你可以想象吗？他是最有智慧、最有钱的一位王。Some
people are rich but stupid.
有的人他们很有钱，可是却是很愚昧。Some
people are extremely clever and wise.
有的人很聪明，but
they are a pauper.
但是却是穷光蛋。
So if you are rich or you are wise or you are wise or you are rich, you cannot do much in the world.
所以如果你只是富有却是愚昧，或者是聪明却是没有钱，你在这个世上成就的东西不能够成就不了太多大事。But
Solomon had both.
但是所罗门王两者兼具。
And that's why he's an outstanding king.
因此他是一个很卓越的王。
So what would you expect him? What kind of son would you expect him to have?
所以你期待他会有怎样的一个孩子呢？
In chapter 10, verse 1,
在十章第一节,
records for us, Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone there to make him king.
这里记载了罗伯安往示剑去，因为以色列人都到了示剑，要立他做王。
So he's born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
因此，这个罗伯安出世的时候呢，就是出生在一个身世高贵的家族里头。
The son of the most wealthy and wisest king on earth.
他是这个世界上最有钱、最聪明王的孩子。
That's why he's born with a silver spoon.
因此，他是出生在一个很显赫的家庭里头。
He has access to the best things in the world.
他能够拿到世界上最好的东西。
And he had access to the most important wisdom in life.
而且他也能够接受到最有智慧人的劝勉。
Point number one, why did Rehoboam, his son, failed?
所以第一点，为什么罗伯安？ 最终会失败呢?
Number one, why did Rehoboam fail?
第一点, 为什么罗伯安会失败?
That's found in verses, chapter 10, verses 1 to 23.
这就记载在十章一节一直到十一章二十三节。
Number one, why did Rehoboam fail? Chapter 10.
为什么罗伯安会失败? 第十章。
Rehoboam started extremely well.
罗伯安开始的时候一切都很顺利,很好。
He took after his father.
他就接续他的父亲做王。
Some people start off with little, some people start off with much.
有的人开始的时候不是很好，有的人开始的时候有很好的起头。
But everyone has something to start off with.
但是每个人都有一个开始。
Everyone has something to start off with.
都有一些东西帮助他开始一些事情。
It's a matter of more, a little bit more, or a little bit more, a little.
只是多少的问题。
But if you are a normal person, except for those who are born with certain infirmities, if you are a normal person, generally everyone starts off with something.
如果你是平凡的人，基本上你开始做一件事情的时候，你都有一些资源做开始。
But whether you succeed or not,
但是最终你会不会成功,
depends on how you proceed from there.
就取决于你怎么往下走。
So Rehoboam started off well.
所以罗伯安开始的时候，他有一个很好的起头。
But he was a failure.
但是他最终是一个失败的人。
Why did he fail?
为什么他会失败呢?
Let's look at what crisis he faced in his life.
让我们看看他人生中里面面对了什么危机。
Chapter 10, verse 2.
十章第二节。
When Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard this, he was in Egypt. When he fled from King Solomon, he returned from Egypt.
在第二节那里说，尼巴的儿子耶罗波安先前躲避所罗门王，逃往埃及住在那里。他听见这事，就从埃及回来。
So let's look at the map again.
让我们再看看这个地图。
The map?
Yes, then.
The map? Okay, the map. Okay. So you have the kingdom of Judah, 犹大.
所以你在南部看到犹大国。
Then below it is Egypt.
犹大国在南方呢是埃及。
So this Jeroboam in some way offended Solomon.
所以这位耶罗伯安他得罪了所罗门王。
So he fled south.
因此往南逃跑。
Now you heard that the person who persecuted him is dead.
所以耶罗伯安现在听到说那个欺负他最 要杀害他的这个王已经死了。
And he heard that his son is now king.
然后听到说他的儿子接续他做王。
It's time to return.
所以就觉得是时候回去犹大。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is it time for him to return?
为什么他认为是时候回去呢？
We shall know why. Yeah, you're almost there.
接下来我们就知道为什么。
So the crisis that this Rehoboam faces at this time is this.
所以罗伯安现在面对的危机是这样的。
In chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, it reads, So they sent for Jeroboam, that means the Israelites who are living in Judah, sent for this person who fled, sent for him.
所以接下来在第三节那边就记载了，以色列人请这个耶罗伯安回来。
He and all Israel went to Jeroboam and said to him,Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you.
第三节那边说，以色列人打发人请他，他就和以色列众人来见罗伯安，他就说，你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工，现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
So a group of Israelites.
所以有一群以色列人。
By the way, I'm sorry, at this time,The kingdom of Israel is still not divided; it's still one piece.
在这个时候，整个以色列国还是一个国家，还没有分裂。
There is no north, there is no south at this time.
当时也没有北国或南国。
So the Israelites called for this rebel Jeroboam, say, "Lead us. We want to talk to the new king."
所以当时的以色列人就找了这个造反的人耶罗伯安来跟他们一起跟当时的王来谈话。
They wanted to negotiate with Jeroboam for lighter taxes.
他们要跟罗伯安一起来谈判，要求比较轻的这些税收。
Please reduce our tax.
请减低我们的税收。
So what is the crisis?
所以那时候的危机是什么呢？
Now the crisis that at this time is not just about can you lower our tax?
那时候的危机不单单是说王啊，请减低我们的这个税征税。
It's about if you want us to support you as king.Do something for us.
而是说，如果你要我们支持你做王，请你为我们做一些事情。
If not, we will break away from you.
要不然，我们就会脱离你。
We will kick you out as king.
我们就不再叫你做王。
We know that this is issue because.
我们知道这个是当时的问题，因为。
You look at verse 4.
你看第四节。
Reduce our taxes, we will serve you.
因为他们这边说，减轻我们的重轭，我们就侍奉你。
That's a nice way of putting.
这个只是一句很好听的话，它的意思是
，A nice of putting say, but if you don't reduce our taxes, we'll break away from you.
他的意思是说，如果你不减低我们的这个税收呢，我们就不再称你为王。
Another clue tells us that it's about whether they want him as king or not.
另外一个地方暗示我们，让我们看看说他们要不要这个罗伯安做王。
Why did they call for Jeroboam?
为什么他们先叫耶罗伯安呢
？Why not call?For another leader in Israel.
为什么不在以色列里面找另外一位领袖来代表他们？
Verse 2 tells us, give us a clue.
第二节给我们一些提示。
This Jeroboam once fled from King Solomon.
这位耶罗伯安曾经逃避所罗门王。
But why did he flee from King Solomon?
为什么他要逃避所罗门王呢？
In chapter 9, verse 29.
在第九章二十九节那边有记载。
It tells us that there was a prophecy about this man called Jeroboam.
因为在有一个预言是关于耶罗伯安的。
As for the other events of Solomon's reign from beginning to end, are they not written in the records of Nathan the prophet, in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite and the visions of Edo, the seer concerning Jeroboam son of Nebat?
你看看在九章二十九节那边说，所罗门其余的事，自始至终。不都写在先知拿单的书上和示罗人西亚西亚的预言书上，并先见义多论尼巴儿子耶罗伯安的末世书上吗？
What was this prophecy about?
到底这个关于耶罗伯安的末世是什么呢？
A prophet once told Jeroboam this.
有位先知曾经告诉耶罗伯安这个事情。
God is going to make you king.
神要立你为王。
There are 12 tribes in Israel.
以色列里面有12个支派。
You will rule over 10 tribes.
你会掌管十个支派。
That means you will rule over almost the whole of Israel.
所以基本上你会掌管整个，基本上整个以色列国。
I'm going to tear the kingdom of Israel apart.
我会把以色列国分成两半。
You take 10 shares, he will take only one or two shares.
你会掌管十个支派，另外一个王只能够掌管两个支派。
Solomon heard about this.
所罗门听到这样的一个预言。
Rehoboam, of course, he knows.
耶罗波安当然他也知道这个预言，
It's recorded down,
因为曾经记载在书上，
so everybody knows.
因此每个人都知道。
So when Jeroboam leads a group of people to negotiate with Rehoboam, what do you think they were negotiating about?
因此当耶罗波安带领一群以色列人去跟罗波安谈判的时候，
It was not about lowering taxes.
他们不是在谈判要减低税收。
That's why they say, lower the taxes, we will serve you.
这是为什么他们会这么说，减轻我们的重担，我们就服侍你。
Of course, when you speak the king, you must speak something positive.
因此，如果当然你做王的话，你一定要给一个正面的回答。
You won't say, you don't lower, I kick you as king. You won't say that.
当你跟王说话的话，你都会很正面的说。因此，你不会说，如果你不减低税收，我们就不再立你为王。
There was, when they say something nice, there was a knife at the back.
因此，当他们说好听的话语的时候，他们背后其实拿着一把刀。
So it was a crisis for Rehoboam.
因此，对于罗伯安，这个是一个危机。
It was a danger. There's a danger that these people might rebel against Rehoboam.
因此，当时人民背叛罗伯安的危险就在这里。
I don't think it's impossible. What can this small group of people do?
不要以为这个事情是不可能的。不要以为说这小群人能够做什么。
Today's events in the Middle East.
今天在中东的这个事件。
Egypt, Syria, and for example, these two places.
比如说埃及和叙利亚。
Today the people, a small group of people started a rebel, a rebellion, and kicked out the president.
那里的人民在现在呢，开始了这个改革的运动，把他们的统治者除掉。
So Egypt, the former president Hosni Mubarak is out of the picture.
因此，埃及的前总理呢，也已经下台了。
He was a powerful president.
他曾经是一位很有权力的总统。
He had an iron grip over Egypt.
他掌管这个埃及掌管得很紧。
President Assad is about to be out of picture too in Syria.
这个叙利亚的这个总理呢也即将下台。
And they all started off with a small group.
他们开始的时候呢都是从一小群人开始。
The same goes for Rehoboam.
对耶罗波安来说
Rehoboam.
罗波安来说也是一样。
So how is Rehoboam going to solve the problem?
所以罗伯安要怎么解决这个问题呢？
Verse 5，
在第五节。
Rehoboam answered, "Come back to me in 3 days. Let me think about it."
第五节那边就说罗伯安对他们说，第三日再来见我吧。
And in the following verses, he went around asking for advice.
在接下来的经节里头，就看到说他到处去。去问人寻求意见。
Now that is right.
这是对的。
When you face a crisis, be humble, ask for advice.
当你面对危机的时候，你应该谦卑自己，去询问别人的意见。
But he didn't find advice.
但是他并不是要去寻意见。
He was, if you read the verses that follow.
如果你读下文。
The way that the author writes.
这个作者写作的方式。
He consulted young people and he consulted old people.
他这边记载了耶罗波安去问比较年长者，还有接着又去问比较年轻的人。
So whenever you ask young people advice or old people advice,
因此你当你去问年长者的意见，或者是年轻人的意见的时候，
If you read the book of Proverbs,
如果你看看箴言，
or some other parts of the Bible,
或是其他圣经的部分，
the author is trying to tell you this.
作者都一直在告诉你一样事情。
Rehoboam went seeking for wisdom.
罗伯安再去寻找智慧。
So Rehoboam's life is about wisdom.
罗伯安的生命就围绕着这个智慧。
But he didn't find wisdom.
但是他却不是在寻找智慧。
Why is it that he didn't find wisdom?
为什么他找不到智慧呢？
I explain a bit more of this.
那我来进一步的解释。
But let me give you an analogy.
但是现在给大家一个比喻。
An elderly man once told some young drivers, "When you drive on the road."
有一位长者曾经告诉一些年轻的司机说，当你在路上行驶的时候
，Don't follow the car, don't tailgate the car in front of you.
不要跟前面的车跟得太紧。
The young man will say.
年轻人就会回答。
I know.
我知道。
Don't forget. I know.
你不要跟得太紧，我懂。
Then later on there was an accident.
然后接下来呢就发生交通意外。
I thought she knows. Why is that accident?
我以为她已经知道了，为什么还会发生意外呢？
Because she couldn't recognize that somebody was telling him wisdom.
因为这个年轻人认不出这个长者是在告诉他一位智慧的，在告诉他一些智慧的言语。
This young man has knowledge, but he does not know how to use knowledge. That's called wisdom.
这个年轻人有知识，但是他却 不晓得怎么去使用这个知识。当他这个知识的使用叫做智慧。
Ability to use knowledge is called wisdom.
使用智慧的能力，使用知识的能力叫做智慧。
If not, this knowledge is just raw data. It's useless.
要不然这些知识只是一些数据而已，是没有用的。为什么不能够跟车跟得太紧呢？
I'm a driver too, I know.
我也是一个司机，我知道。
When you're rushing for time.
当你赶时间的时候。
Everybody's rushing for time too.
每个人都在赶时间。
So you make sure you follow the car in front of you closely.
因此你会确保自己跟着前面的车跟得很紧。
So as to prevent another car from chucking in.
好叫不会有别的车来插位。
If every car were to chuck in front of you, soon you'll be behind and you lose time.
如果有另外两车插入你的车道，你会行驶得更慢，你就会浪费时间。这个是为什么你会跟前面的车跟得比较紧。
So when this elderly man was telling him, what did he mean?
因此当长者告诉年轻人这个事情的时候，他到底是什么意思？
He's not telling him that I'm telling you, he's not telling him because he does not know.
这个长者提醒年轻人，不是因为这个年轻人不知道这个事实。
He's telling him because he does not know that it is important.
这个长者告诉年轻人，是因为这个年轻人不晓得这个东西到底有多重要。
He's trying to tell him that,Even if you rush for time, don't tailgate. Accident will happen.
他是在告诉他说，即使是你在赶时间，你也不应该跟车跟得太紧，因为会发生交通意外。
I'm telling you not because you don't know, but because you don't know it is very important.
我告诉你这个事情不是因为你不知道，而是你不知道它的重要性。
It is the critical linchpin in safety in driving.
这个是在安全驾驶里面最重要的一个环节。
In driving, you need to know many things.
在驾驶的时候你应该注意很多事情。
But there are some things that are critical.
但是有一些事情是特别关键的。
More important than others.
比其他事情更重要。
And this is one of them.
这就是其中之一。
So, wisdom appeared in front of him, but this Rehoboam did not recognize his wisdom.
因此智慧在他面前显现，可是罗伯安却认不出他来。
Let's see what mistakes did Rehoboam make.
我们看看罗伯安发出了什么毛病。
So that he failed to obtain the necessary wisdom to solve the crisis.
以至于他得不到解决危机的这个智慧。
Now you know, don't do what Rehoboam did.
当你发现了当中的毛病，你不要重复罗伯安所犯的毛病。
Avoid the mistake of Rehoboam.
你要避免发生同样的问题。
Number one, Rehoboam rejected wisdom, rejected experience.
首先，罗伯安拒绝过去的经验。
In verse 6 it says,Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father during his lifetime.
在第六节那边说，罗伯安之父所罗门在世的日子，有势力在他面前的老年人，罗伯安王和他们商议。
Now notice the text emphasizes this. These elders are people who had served his father Solomon.
我们要注意，因为这里这张经节呢，就特别注意说，老年人呢是曾经服侍过所罗门。
Not only.They did not serve Solomon only for a few days. They served Solomon during his lifetime for a long, long time.
他们不是只是服侍所罗门几天而已。这些老年人是一世所罗门在世的时候就服侍这个所罗门王。
In other words, these elders had the richness of experience backing them up.
换句话说，这些老年人呢都有丰富的经验。
So he asked them, "What should I do?"
所以罗伯安就问他们，我该做什么
？Verse 7 says, "You'll be kind to these people, please them."Make them happy. Give them a good answer. An answer that they want to hear. They will serve you forever.
第七节，那个老年人就回答说，你就要讨他们的欢喜。当你讨了他们的欢喜，他们就会永远的侍奉你。
They will always be your servants.
他们会永远的侍奉你。
They will rebel against you.
他们不会背叛你。
Now they are about to rebel against you.
现在他们快要背叛你了。
You don't want them to rebel against you?
如果你不要他们背叛你。
Very simple.
很简单。
Give them what they want.
把他们所要的给他们。
But he rejected them.
但是罗伯安却拒绝了这个劝导。
If you read on, he listened to the advice of his young friend.
如果你读下去呢，你就会发现罗伯安是听了他的朋友的话。
Hence, Now it is so important that when we face a problem,
所以每当我们面对问题的时候
don't assume you know.
不要认为自己知道那个问题的症结。
You know why some people don't get the necessary wisdom?
你知道为什么有些人他们得不到所该有的智慧吗？
Because they thought they know the answer.
因为他们以为他们知道答案。
Yes, after asking, you may still get the same answer.
是的，你即使是问了别人，你也得到同样的答案。
The answer that they gave me is what I was about to do.
他们给我的答案也是我老早以前就想要做的。
That is fine.
这个是没错的。
But the problem is this.
但是问题在于这里。
You find that there are many times when the advice that the elders give you, that those with experience give you, are different from your answer.
但是往往呢，你会发现那些有经验的人给你的答案跟你自己的答案是不一样的。
Now the reason sometimes we refuse to seek advice is because we thought we know.
有时候我们不愿意去寻求别人的意见，因为我们自己以为自己知道答案是什么。
Like that 啦，明讲的吗？
当然是这样子啦，不用讲的。
But sometimes it does not appear to be like that.
但是有时候不是这样子。
So the principle is this.
因此那个原则是。
When you face a crisis.You must stop and ask for advice.
当你面对危机的时候，你必须停下来去询问意见。
Before you make an important decision, ask.
在你做任何重要决定的之前呢，你都得去问人。
If the answer is the same, you're on the safe side.
如果你得到的答案跟你所知道的是一样的，你就安全。
But you'll prevent many, many miseries in life.
但是你能这样子做，能够避免许多人生中里面的苦难。
These people have crossed more bridges than you have.
这些人过桥过得比你多。
They have eaten more rice, eaten more salt than you've eaten rice.
他们吃盐比你吃米还多。
There's no harm asking. There's no harm asking.
你问问他们也无妨。
And oftentimes I find that the advice they give me are quite different from mine. Sometimes.
而且很多时候，有时候我也发现他们给我的这些意见呢，跟我自己的想法不一样。
So be humble us.
因此你要谦卑下来去询问别人的意见。
Whenever you are about to make an important decision, don't rush into it.
每当你要做一个很重要的决定的时候，你不要匆忙的去做。
There's no point asking a pastor, I have 4-stage cancer, what should I do?
你也不必要去问牧师说，牧师啊，我有第四期的癌症，我该怎么做？
You can ask me.
你当然可以问我。
I can give you the principles.
我可以给你原则。
But I cannot cure you.
但是我医不了你
because I'm not a doctor.
因为我不是医生
so naturally if they ask people with experience,
因此你一旦去问那些有经验的人
I'm trying to bring out this point
我要带出一个很重要的论点
It's so important to seek people with the relevant experience
你找的人找去问意见的人呢应该是要有经验的人
Open your ears and listen
你要打开你的耳朵来听
Don't be proud
不要骄傲
Just don't assume you know even if that issue is so clear
即使是那个问题看起来很清楚，你不要马上就觉得说自己知道所有的问题的答案。
Number two, why did Rehoboam fail?
第二，为什么罗伯安会失败
？He listened to his he listened to his young friends.
因为他听取了他年轻少年人那些他的少年朋友的意见。
Sorry, let me put it better. He rejected reason.
他拒绝了理由。
He rejected reason.
他拒绝理由。
Please look at verse 10.
请看第十节。
Whom did he listen to? Verse 10 tells us the young man who had grown up with him. Listen to how the Bible describes these people. He did not say only the young man. He said the young man who had grown up with him replied, "Tekan them lah, make life difficult for them."
第十节那边就说他同他长大的少年人说。这边他特别注明说这些少年人是与他一同长大的然后这些少年人就说你应该欺负这些人民
Your father put a heavy yoke Tell them that your father put a heavy yoke on us Make our lighter Now tell them My little finger is thicker than my father's waist What does it mean?
所以他们继续说这名对王说你父亲使我们负重轭求你使我们轻松些王要对他们如此说我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗到底是什么意思呢
This little finger is actually a euphemism. Means it's a word used to replace another word.
这个小拇指其实是一个比喻，是这个词是要代表另外一个词。
Because you cannot say outright like that, you use another word to replace it.
你通常在这种写作手法的时候，你都用这个词来代替一个你真正要说的话语。
This little finger refers to the male sexual organ.
这个小拇指是指着男性的性器官来说的。
My father's male sexual organ is bigger than his waist. He can
他是说我的男性性器官比我父亲的腰还粗。
Okay, I don't know exactly what that means.
我不知道这个真正的意思是什么。
But it was not a pleasant remark.
但是这句话不好听。
Read on. My father scourged you with whips. I was scourged with scorpions.
我们继续读下去。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。
It's just like a fierce boss.
就好比一个很凶的老板。
You want one day off?
你要休假一天吗
？Quit 啦！
你就不要上班了。
You take day off, I tell you, you can be guaranteed next week don't come to office anymore.
你请今天请假，我担保你下个礼拜不用再来上班。
Very harsh.
是很无情的，很严厉。
Why did he listen to them?
为什么罗伯安要听他们的话
？Why did he listen to the young men?
为什么罗伯安要听这些少年人的话
？And the Bible particularly describes them as people who had grown up with him. The Bible is trying to tell something.
圣经特别记载说，这些少年人是跟他一起长大的。
So somebody tells me about in his company.
有一个人就告诉我，他在他的公司里头。
He said that there are a few executive post level people.
就有几个管理层的人员。
This company is a family business.
这个公司是个家族生意。
So he says that whenever family members come together and gossip about some workers,
每当这些家庭成员聚集在一起，在讲一些工人的坏话的时候
，one of the workers will get into trouble.
其中一个员工一定会陷入麻烦里头。
So one particular worker, I think he's quite a good worker, I believe.Got into trouble.
就有一个员工，他其实是一个好员工，就因此惹上麻烦。
I think he was sacked or resigned.
他最终呢被革职，或者他自己辞退。
It tells us one thing.
这个是告诉我们一个事实。
The boss chose to listen to some women. was a woman.
这个老板呢选择听一些女人的话。
Then to listen to people who are working there.
对比去听那些在那里工作的人那些员工的话
Rightly or wrongly this poor worker got into trouble
不管是非呢这个员工就因此陷入麻烦里头
The same goes to church work
同样的教会的工作也是一样
That's why a pastor must marry a spiritual woman
因此牧者作为牧者的呢必须要娶一个很有属灵很有灵命的妇人。
An elder must marry a spiritual woman.
长老也应该娶很有灵命的妇人。
A deacon must also marry a spiritual woman.
执事也是一样。
If not, you know what will happen?
要不然你知道会发生什么事吗
？It has happened before in other churches.
在其他教会都已经发生过这些事情。
The church will split.
教会会因此而分裂。
Because we tend to listen to people who are close to us.
因为我们特别会听那听取从。我们亲人里头听取意见
，and reject reason，
而拒绝合适的理由。
So Rehoboam listened to these young fellows.
因此，罗伯安就听这些人的话。
They may not be fair weather friends. They may not be 猪狗朋友，他们不一定是猪狗朋友。
他们不一定是猪朋狗友。
你还是猪狗朋友？猪朋狗友。They may not be fair weather friends.
他们不一定是猪朋狗友。
Probably there were people that Rehoboam grew up with that they shared grief and shared joy together.
也许是这些人跟他一起长大，跟他们一起分享快乐和苦难。
Must be.
一定是的。
Because Rehoboam is not stupid.
因为罗伯安不是一个愚昧的人。
He knows who are fair weather friends, who are good friends.
因为他认得出谁是猪朋狗友，谁是真心的朋友。
The fair weather friends were not trying to get Rehoboam into trouble either.
那些猪朋狗友也不会把罗伯安陷入麻烦里头。
They cared for Rehoboam.
他当然他们会关心罗伯安
But the technique they were using was this.
但是他们会用什么技巧呢
Chinese say 下马威 threaten them
他们就下马用下马威的方式来威胁他们
so people say when the teacher takes over a class
所以有的人说当一个老师把一个班级接过来的时候
and many teachers do that
很多老师都这么做
what will they do
下马威他们会做什么呢
act fierce
他们就会下马威办得很凶。
If you don't have your homework, I tell you, you miss a recess.
如果你不把你的作业交上来，你就不用去休息了，不用去休课。
Any letter that's slanted 10 degrees to the left, rewrite the whole essay.
如果你的字写的歪了10度，这个整个工作业要重交。
I know that's exaggerating.
我是夸大的来说。
Many teachers do that.
很多老师都这么做。
I did that once too.
我也曾经这么做。
So that was what they trying to do.
这是他们尝试在做的。
It was a time-tested technique.
这个是经历时间考验的方法。
It was not that they were stupid, no.
不是因为他们愚笨。
They were using a time-tested technique.
他们使用的呢是一个经过时间考验的方法。
Show them your fears, then you get scared.
让他们知道你很凶，让他们害怕你。
But the advice was wrong.
但是他们给的这些建议都错了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it was a violation of God's command.
因为这个是违背了神的吩咐。
You need not flip. Let me just read to you. If you look at chapter 1, verse 11, no need to turn.
你不需要翻，我们只是在这里念给大家。
In chapter 1:11, when Solomon took over the kingdom.
在历代志下一章十一节。当所罗门王接过这个以色列国的时候，
God appeared to Solomon and asked him, "Ask for a wish, I'll grant it to you."
神就向所罗门显现，他说：“你可以给我，你可以做出一个要求，我就会应允你的要求。”
Wow, if God appears to you, ask for one wish, what will you wish for?
如果神向你显现说你可以许愿，你会许什么愿呢？
Students will say, "Math, science, English, Chinese, literature, geography, history, all score 100 marks."
作为学生的就会说地理历史所有的科目都会拿到满分100分。你不要求99分。
God is giving you better ask for 100.
神既然要给你一些东西，你就要求100分。
You might as well ask for every paper you do in your lifetime, all score 100 marks, not even 99.
你甚至也可以求说你一生里面所有的考试都拿100分，不是99分。
Or some people wish, give me 1 million, too little. Many people are millionaires now.Make me a billionaire.
有的人就会说，你给我100万也太少了，因为百万富翁到处都有，你就给我做10,000,000富翁。
What would they ask for?
你会求什么？
So Solomon asked for something that was very fantastic.
所罗门就求了一个很了不起的，就许了一个很了不起的愿望。
He said, "Give me wisdom."
他说给我智慧。
Not IQ, no.
不是智商。
Not super intelligence, but give me wisdom. Why?
他求的不是很高的智商，而是求智慧。为什么？
I want them to know how to rule over your people so that your people will be happy and prosperous.
我要有智慧来管理你的子民，好叫你的子民能够富裕喜乐。
I want to know how to shepherd to take care of your people.
我要晓得怎么去牧养你的人民。
And God said, because you did not ask for the death of your enemies,
神就说你没有求致死你的敌人。
For a king is very important.
对于这个事情，对于王来说是很重要的。
Stability in God's kingdom.
因为这个对于他来说，能够使到他的江山稳固。
He did not ask for wealth and riches.
他也没有求财富。
So for U.S. president to run for election, he must be a super rich man.
如果要一个美国人去竞选美国总统，他首先必须是一个很有钱的人。
If you are pauper, you cannot run for president. You cannot run for president.
如果你是穷光蛋，你也不能够去竞选美国总统。
Because you need a lot of money to put up posters.
因为你要花很多钱来去做宣传。
So this year, last year when the Workers' Party ran for election.
所以去年呢，当工人党去竞选的时候
，Some people ask, "Hey, how come? Why is it that this constituency has no WP picture?"
所以有的人就会问说，为什么在这个选区没有工人党的照片呢
？No money 啦，
因为没有钱。
So you need a lot of money.
因此你需要很多的钱来竞选。
He said you didn't ask for wisdom. You didn't ask for wealth.
所以所罗门没有祈求财富。
But you cared for your people. You asked for wisdom.
但是因为你关心你的人民，你祈求智慧。
So for that reason, I will give you everything.
因着这个原因，我会把其他的东西都给你。
King Solomon knows it is God's mandate command to take good care of his people.
所罗门王知道是神的心意和愿望，要他来好好的掌管他的子民。
In fact, if you read the whole of the New Testament, you read many books of the Old Testament.
实际上，当你每次你读所有的旧约的书卷。
This command was not only given to Solomon; it was a command given. It was one of the most important command given to kings.
这样的一个吩咐不单单是给了所罗门王，更是给了所有的这些以色列的君王。
Rehoboam knows.
罗伯安也知道这一点。
But he rejected it.
但是他却是拒绝了。
He said, "Yeah, the condemn is good."
他说：“好啊，欺负他们是好的。
Make life difficult for them, then they'll be scared of me.
让他们的生活更难过，这样子他们就会惧怕我。
But God told them, "You must." Comfort my people. you must make their life good.
神却是告诉他们说，你应该去安慰我的人民，让他们的生活好过。
In fact, that's the job of pastor too.
其实这个也是牧师的责任。
He rejected experience. He rejected reason.
他拒绝了理由，他拒绝了经验。
He was only interested in guarding his kingdom. For selfish interest.
他只关注于自己，很自私的关注于自己怎么去看保守他的江山。
So he ruled over the people with high-handedly.
因此，他用高压手段来管理他的人民。
He rejected the wise suggestion.
他拒绝了这些智慧人的给予的建议。
This experience, ministers basically told Rehoboam this.
这些有经验的长者基本上是告诉罗伯安他们这样的一个建议。
And let's look a little bit more. Let's look at verse 7 again. Chapter 10, verse 7.
让我们再回来看第十章七节。
It says there that please them, make them happy.
他基本上是说，你要讨好你的人民，讨你人民的欢心，让他们喜乐。
So let them win.
让他们胜，让他们赢。
Let them get what they want.
让他们得到他们要求的。
Then.
那么样。
They will always be your servants. They will serve you faithfully. They won't break away from your kingdom.
那样他们就会忠心的来侍奉你，不会背叛你。
And you will win too.
你也会得到你要的。
This principle is a principle that only recent management emphasizes.
这样的一个原则，最近只有在最近呢，受到这个管理界的人士看重。
By the way, before I continue,
在我继续之前
on family night, you are going to put up a program every group.
在我们营会的这个家庭之夜呢，每个人都要呈现一些节目。
And the messages you listen are very important to be able to put up a sketch.
你听的这几堂道呢，对来说都是很重要的，让你知道怎么去演一些话剧。
What you discuss is also important to be able to put up a sketch.
你待会儿的讨论呢，对你来说也是很重要，让你晓得怎么去演那个话剧。你们都是很好的听到。
Press on.
你们要继续。
So, he was basically telling them make a win-win situation.
基本上他是在这些长者是劝罗伯安说，你要有一个双赢的局面。
This is a principle emphasized in recent management.
这样的一个原则只有在最近受管理界的人士看重。
Last time, I believe they know also.
以前我也相信他们知道。
But they did not see it as very important.
但是他们并没有看出这个是很重要的。
That's why it's only recently that they start to emphasize. It must, in negotiating a business deal, you must have a win-win situation.
因此只有在最近他们才开始提倡说，在任何的商业交易谈判的时候，你的最终目的都是要得到一个双赢的局面。
But this principle was emphasized several thousand years ago.
但是这样的一个同样的原则呢，已经在好几千年以前就在圣经里面提出来。
That's why if you read the Bible diligently, you get wisdom.
因此，如果你很好的读圣经，你一定会得到智慧。
You buy 碗汤面。
你去买云吞面。
Auntie 啊 ，give me more 米。
Auntie 啊，给我多一点面。
Chili green chili a bit more。
青辣椒也多一点点。
Vegetables.I need vegetables. It's not station. Give me a bit more vegetables also.
青菜也多一点点。
哇，门口半是咪哎？
两块半，你什么都要？
啊，对 ，$2.50 only everything you want.
你只给两块半，你什么都要吗
？$3.50.
三块半吧。
That was what I once did.
这个是我曾经做过的。
So I learned the hard way.
所以我是用一个很困难的方法途径来学习这个功课。
I didn't read the Bible diligently enough.
我读圣经读得不够勤劳。
Okay lah, then say, Auntie, I pay 50 cents more, you can give me a bit more. No?
然后就说啊 ，Auntie 啊，我多给五毛，你可以多给一些吗
？It cannot be that you win, right? And then he lose, right? Who will make a business deal with you? Who will cut a business deal with you?
总不可能说你都赢到完，他们就输。谁要跟你做生意呢
？So in a company, this there was a company that asked from the supplier.
就有一个公司跟他的这个供应商谈话。
They are very calculative to make sure that they do not incur any loss.
这些公司很会计算，确保他们不会有任何的亏损。
So I heard that some personnel who specially calculate money.
我就听到说有些员工呢，公司的员工就是特别去来计算这些开销的。
Whenever they make deals, they will make very meticulous calculations.
每当他们要跟别的公司有任何的协议的时候，他们都会算得很准确。
So that if there's any loss, the supplier will shoulder them.
好叫说如果有任何的亏损，是供应商来承受这些亏损。
So I think the supplier did business with this company a few times.
所以这个供应商就跟这个公司有几次的交易。
But the next time that the company wanted them to supply, the supplier did not even bother about them.
但是在下一次这个公司又找这个供应商的时候，这个供应商连理都不理他们。
My point is this.
因此我要说的是。
Whether in ancient times or now, whenever we negotiate, there must be a win-win situation.
不论是古代或是现在，我们每次跟人家协商的时候，都应该有一个双赢的局面。
So children.
因此孩子们。
You cannot ask your parents, I want to play.
你不可以跟你的父母亲说，我要玩。
I didn't play for a long time, I want to play.
我已经很久没有玩了，我要去玩。
You cannot just tell parents, I want to play.
你不可能只是告诉你的家长说我要去玩。
Because your parents were thinking, then what about your homework?
因为你的家长会想，你的功课又怎么办？
So whenever you ask favors from your parents, good things from your parents.
因此，每当你向你的父母亲求一些东西的时候，
you must be ready to offer something to your parents also.
你也应该同个时候愿意给你的父母亲一些东西，一些好处。
Mother, can I play for 1 hour?
妈妈，我能够玩一个小时。
At the same time, tell your mother.
同时你也要告诉你的母亲，
I will finish 3/4 of my homework first.
我会先把我的功课先完成我1/4的功课。
If there are 3 months, okay. If there are 8 problems, I'll finish 6. Can you let me play after that?
如果有功课有8题，我会先完成6题，你能够让我去玩吗？
You know what your mother will do?
你认为你的母亲会怎么做呢？
Okay.
你的母亲会说好。
So it's a win-win situation. Your mother wins, you win.
所以是一个双赢的局面，你母亲赢，你也赢。
Don't expect you say, Mother, I want to play. And then you don't mention anything about your homework. Your mother will tell you no.
你不用想说妈妈我要去玩，然后你也不谈你的功课，你妈妈肯定会说不可以。
In any for real human to succeed, he must succeed with people. Success is about success with people.
每当我们谈到成功的时候，往往都是跟人有关系。
Let me say it one more time. Success in life is about success with people.
让我重复的说，在人生里面的成功呢，都是往往在你人际关系里面的成功。
It is not about high IQ.
也不关乎你的高智商。
There are many people with high IQ who don't succeed in life.
有许多高智商的人，他们的人生都不成功。
In fact, some of the greatest failures are prodigies.
反而那些天才经常是失败者。
Because they do not get along with people.
因为他们不晓得怎么跟别人相处。
So I heard there's a super genius who went to university, but he could not get along with his classmates.
我就听说有个天才，他很小，他就上大学，但是他不能够跟他的同学相处。
Then the university professor say, "Go back home and learn to live with your siblings first. Then you come to the university."
他的大学教授就告诉他说：“你回家吧，先跟你的兄弟姐妹相处，然后你才来大学。”
Many years ago, Reader's Digest.Did a survey.
很多年前，这个读者文摘杂志就做了一个统计。
They surveyed who are the people who earn the most money in the world.
他们就去采访，到底谁赚了世界上最多的钱。
Who are some of the greatest entrepreneurs?
谁是最大的企业家？
Then they make a surprising discovery. Those who had PhD and high level, they earn some money, but they never make it big.
他们就有一个很惊人的发现，那些博士有高学历的人，他们赚的钱不是很多。
Excuse me, children. I'm not saying that you don't study hard.
Okay, 我在这里不是要说你们不需要努力的读书。
You don't study hard, you don't do well, you will never do well in anything.
如果你不努力功，你不用功读书，你的读书读不好，你在其他事情也不会做得好。
Because if you don't study hard means you have a person with no discipline. No discipline means failure.
因为如果你不用功读书，这表示说你是个没有纪律的人，没有纪律的人是不能够成功的。
And they found that those who were successful entrepreneurs.Are people whose results were just okay, not bad, but not extremely, not first class, not extremely, not all A's.
他们就发现说那些很成功的企业家，他们的学业都不是，他们只是一般，也不是很特殊。
But they have very good relationship people.
但是他们人与人之间的关系确实搞到很好。
This is a principle that is set in the Bible.
这个原则呢，就已经记载在圣经里头。
Success is about success with people.
我们的成功是 取决于人际关系上的成功。
And success hangs on one point, just one point.
成功也取决于一点。
It's about a win-win situation.
就是怎么去制造一个双赢的局面。
So the next time you ask from your contractor something.
因此下一次每当 当你跟你的承包商 谈话的时候。
The next time you ask from your parents something.
你在跟你的家你的父母亲谈话的时候。
The next time you ask from a wonton mee seller something.
你跟那个卖云吞面的安迪说话的时候。
Make it a win-win situation.
你要制造一个双赢的局面。
No, I don't give any money, I still want everything.
不要，我不要给任何一毛钱，我就是要得到很多东西。
Not possible.
不可能的。
It's not possible. Don't ask for the skies.
这是不可能的，你不用去问这些问题。
So Rehoboam rejected it.
因此罗伯安拒绝了。
He lost his kingdom.
他也失去了他的王国。
We all make mistakes in life.
在人生里面，我们也经常犯一些错误。
Now before I carry on, I should stop now, right? Give me another. Let me finish off the last point. Can I?
让我结束，先让我结束最后一点。
Before we carry on, can we just get up?
让我们站起来。
Get the person at the back of you to massage you.
叫坐在你。
Girl and girl, boy and boy.
男和男，女和女，叫你背后旁边的人给你按摩。
It must be a win-win situation.
是应该是一个双赢的局面，不可以一方的。
They gotta turn around and do the same for the other person.
然后你转过来替另外一个人按摩。
All right, you can sit down.
好了，你可以坐下来。
So why did later on Abraham did succeed?
那为什么罗伯安最后还会成功？
He failed because
他失败是因为
he was harsh，
因为他对人很太过严厉苛刻，
unkind，
对人很苛刻。
He didn't bother about other people，
他不管别人的感受。
That's the reason why some of the people who have good relationship people are always kind people。
因此那些跟人有很好的人际关系的人呢，都是一个很有恩慈的人。
They are kind people.
他们对人很恩慈。
You want people to like you, you don't need to be intelligent.
如果你要别人喜欢你，你不用很聪明的。
You don't need to score all A's.
你不用考每一科都考到 A.
You just need to be kind.
你只要对人恩慈。
When people don't deserve it, give it to them.
当别人不配得到一些东西，你还是给他。
When your colleagues get into trouble.
当你的同事陷入麻烦的时候。
Make life difficult for you.
让你的生活很难过。
Most people will fight back.
很多人呢都会以牙还牙。
But this is an opportunity for you.
但是对你来说，这是一个特别的机会。
An opportunity for you to win hearts.
让你去赢取他的心。
Be kind to them.
对他有恩慈。
Because if everybody does not like this colleague.
因为如果每个人都不喜欢这个同事。
But if you're kind to him.
但是你对他还是蛮有恩慈的。
You win his heart.
你会赢取他的心。
But it must be out of sincerity.
但是你需要有诚意。
Out of kindness in your heart.
你的恩慈是需要有诚意的。
You find that you will establish good relationships.
你就会发现你说你能够跟他建立一个很好的关系。
When you succeed with people, you succeed in your life.
当你的人际关系成功，你的人生就成功。
Rehoboam failed.
罗伯安他失败了。
Why did he succeed?
为什么他会成功？
Look at 11 verse 1.
请看11章第一节。
So the people broke away from him.
因此他的人民离开他。
Rehoboam sent someone to collect taxes. They whacked the fellow up.
罗伯安派人去征收税收，他的人民就把那些人打伤了。
Rehoboam somebody to make the people work. They killed him.
罗伯安就派人去管，就派了一些管工去叫人民工作，人民就把这些管工杀了。
And Rehoboam fled for his life.
罗伯安也为了保存自己的性命而逃跑。
So he felt he stayed in the southern part.
他就住在整个国家的南方。
According to prophecy, the kingdom broke apart into north and south.
这也应验了过去的预言，这个整个国家分成南国和北国。
And Rehoboam went the, what did Rehoboam do?
罗伯安过后做了什么？
Verse 1 says, when Rehoboam arrived in Jerusalem, he mustered Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 able young men to go to war against Israel and to regain the kingdom.
在十一章一节那边说，罗伯安来到耶路撒冷，遭拒犹大家和便雅悯家，共十八万人，都是挑选的战士，要与以色列人征战，好将国夺回再归自己。
But God sent a prophet and said, "You cannot do that."
但神却差派了一位先知来警告他不能够这么做。
Don't go and fight against your brother.
你不要跟自己的兄弟来征战。
Will Rehoboam obey?
罗伯安听吗？
Can a fish walk on land?
一只鱼能够在路上行走吗？
Can't.
不能够。
Because a fish not only does it not have legs, it cannot even breathe.
因为一条鱼它不只是没有脚，它在路上它也不能够呼吸。
Now to ask Rehoboam not to fight back, it's like asking a fish to walk on land.
要罗伯安不采取报复手段呢，就好像叫一只鱼在路上行走一样。
Because it goes against his basic nature. Rehoboam equals high-handed.
因为这是违背他的本性的，因为罗伯安就相等于高压手段。
So some people cannot talk, they must shout.
有的人他们不能够好好讲话，他们要喊的。
It is.Basic nature.
这是他们的本性。
You ask him to talk softly. He said, cannot. I must shout.
你要他们温柔的说话。他们说不可以，我一定要喊。
So some parents always shout.
因此有些家长经常喊。
When my children were born, I also became a madman.
当我的孩子出世之后，我也成为一个疯子。
So I ask, why am I a madman?
我就问为什么我会成为一个疯子。
I blame them.
我就怪他们。
But actually, it was our own problem.
但是实际上是自己的一个问题。
So Rehoboam, it was not possible for Rehoboam not to use high-handed means.
因此，要罗伯安不使用高压手段是不可能的。
Just as a fish cannot walk on land.
就好像鱼，一条鱼不能够在路上行走一样。
But Rehoboam obeyed.
但是最后，罗伯安却是听了这个吩咐。
He went against his basic nature. He went against himself and stopped.
他与他自己的本性背道而驰。
Now why?
为什么？
Not because he could not win the war.
不是因为他不能够打赢这场征战。
Verse 1 says he mustered 180,000 able young men. The text is trying to tell us that he had the ability to win the war.
因为在第一节那边告诉我们说他召集了十八万人，都是挑选的战士，告诉我们说罗伯安是有能力打赢这场征战的。
You know when you have ability to get something and you don't go and do that, you're stupid.
你知道吗？如果你有这个能力去得到一样东西，你却不去得到它，你是一个愚昧的人。
If I have a chance to rise to the to go up one rank above my colleagues, my husband says, my boss tells me, I want to promote you. $500 raise, you want? Of course, you say you want.
如果你有一个机会比你的同事能够升级高一等，你的老板说我会给你加薪500，你要吗？你当然会说我要。
No one say no.
没有人会说不的。
Because it's yours to claim.
因为是你应该得到的。
But Rehoboam said no because God said no.
但是罗伯安却是说不。因为神说不可以。
And that turned his life around.
这样子呢，这个就扭转了他的整个生命。
Rehoboam succeeded because he obeyed God against his nature.
罗伯安过后能够成功，是因为他顺服神，他不顺服自己。
Some people obey God because it is convenient.
有的人顺服神是因为很方便。
But Rehoboam obeyed even though it was inconvenient.
但是罗伯安最后还是选择顺服神，虽然是很不方便。
That's called obedience.
这个叫做真正的顺服。
Obedience is when you are able to go against your nature because of God. That's called obedience.
顺服是因为因着神的原因，你愿意违背自己的本性。
So he succeeded later.
因此呢，罗伯安最后成功了。
So what happened after that?
之后发生什么事情？
Now if you read verses 5-23, God strengthened His kingdom.
如果你接着读十一章五到二十三节，你看到说神在巩固他的国家。
He lost his kingdom.
他虽然失去了他的王朝。
He obeyed God.
但是最后因为他听了神的话。
He submitted to God.
他顺服神。
Although he didn't want to.
虽然他心里不愿意。
He controlled himself.
他还是控制了自己。
I want to do that, I want to do that, but I put it down.
他说我要这么做，我要这么做，但是最后他还是把自己的打算放下来。
God gave him back part of the kingdom.
神就把他国家的一部分还给他。
So in verses 6-10,
因此在第六到第十节。
Now can I have the map, please? Okay. In verses 6 to 10, you find that he begin to strengthen some areas.
你发现说在第六到第十节就记载了他巩固了一些他国家的一些地方。
Jerusalem, the capital.
这是耶路撒冷首都。
So he begin to strengthen areas below here.
他就巩固了南部的地方。
God gave him the time and the resources to do it.
神供应了他时间和资源来成就这一切。
You know why he wants to strengthen that part?
你知道他为什么要巩固那个地方吗？
Because Jeroboam, the rebel, came from Egypt.
因为这个叛徒耶罗波安从埃及回来的。
Jeroboam was trying to, he was preempting the case that.
这个罗波安只是要以防万一。
Jeroboam might call troops from Egypt, his friend, to attack the southern kingdom.
耶罗波安会叫他的朋友埃及来攻打这个南国。
So he strengthened the southern part.
因此罗波安就巩固了南部的城市。
And then verse 12 tells us.
然后十二节告诉我们。
He put shields and spears in all the cities and made them very strong. So Judah and Benjamin were his.
十二节就说他在各城里预备盾牌和枪，却使城极其坚固。犹大和便雅敏都归了他。
Judah and Benjamin refers to the tribes who were staying in the southern kingdom.
这里说的犹大和便雅敏是指着在住在南部的两个支派。
And verses, he also not only did he strengthen the physical security.
他不单单是巩固在表面上这个实际在房屋上的这个坚固。
He strengthened the cities.
他坚固了那些城市。
Made it very stable.
让他们很稳固。
He also secured the spiritual security.
他也确保了他们在灵性上的稳固。
Read verse 12.
就从十二节开始读起。
Verse 13.
十三节开始读起。
13:13-15 say.
在十三到十五节这么说。
The priests and the Levites came and sided with Rehoboam.
以色列全地的祭司和利未人都从四方来归罗波安。
Notice he didn't say people from the northern kingdom.
我们这边留意，他这边并没有说是从北国来的。
He said the priests and the Levites.Throughout Israel came and sided with Rehoboam. You know what it means?
而是说，这里的祭司、全地的祭司和利未人都从四方来归罗伯安。
It means the spiritual leader supported him.
这代表说，当时的属灵领袖支持罗伯安。
And as a result,
因此
verse 16 says, those from every tribe of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord, the God of Israel, followed the Levites to Jerusalem and to offer sacrifices to the Lord, the God of the ancestors. As a result, verse 17 says, they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and supported Rehoboam.
所以十六节那边说，以色列各支派中凡立定心意寻求耶和华以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷祭祀耶和华他们列祖的神。然后十七节这么说，这样就坚固犹大国。
If you want to succeed in life.
如果你的人生要成功，
you must have spiritual people who support you.
你必须要有属灵的人来支持。
No, I'm not saying that you must win the hearts of a spiritual people. I'm not saying that.
我也不是说你要赢取那些属灵人物的心。
I'm saying that if your friends are all unspiritual people,
我是说，如果你的朋友都是那些不属灵的人，
those who are closest to you are not spiritual people.
那些跟你很亲近的人都不是属灵的人。
You are in trouble.
你就有问题了。
If you don't have good Christians around you, you are in trouble.
如果你的周围没有好的基督徒，你有麻烦了。
It means there's something wrong with you.
这表示说你有一些问题。
It means God will not bless you.
神不会祝福你。
God will not bless you.
神不会祝福你。
It is so important that you have.Spiritual friends with you.
因此很重要的，你必须要有一些属灵的朋友。
And here particularly talks about spiritual leaders.
这边特别谈到属灵领袖。
They came, and as a result, the kingdom was strengthened by them.
他们来了，然后因此他这个国家被他们因着他们而得到坚固。
So God strengthened the environment.
因此神巩固了他们的整个环境。
God strengthened the spiritual aspect.
也巩固了他们的。属灵层面的环境。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Rehoboam chose to obey God.
因为罗伯安选择来顺服神。
If you want to succeed in life, it's actually quite simple.
如果你的人生要成功，其实是很容易的。
Don't do what your simple nature wants to do.
不要去做你罪性，你本性。
He scolds me, I must scold him back.
你罪性要你做的东西，他骂我，我一定要骂回他。
The Bible says, forgive him.
但是圣经说，你要原谅他。
Forgive.
你要原谅。
Suppress your sinful nature.
你要把你的罪性压制下来。
God sees, God rewards you.
神看到，因此就会奖赏你。
The only way to win is to tell a lie. I cannot lose.
可是要如果这个东西要赢回来，我必须要撒谎，我不能够输的。
God says trust God.
神说你要信靠我。
Put away the sinful methods.
把那些犯罪的方法放下来。
God will help you.
神会帮助你。
It is about success. Is about resisting your sinful nature.
因此，我们谈到成功的时候，其实是在讲怎样去抵抗。你这个罪性。
When my son is disobedient, the fastest way to make him obey is what?
当我的孩子不听话的时候，最快能够让他听话的方法是什么呢？
Whenever I go to take a cane, my son will stop.
每当我去拿藤鞭的时候，我的孩子就会停下来。
I told myself I must do this less often.
我就告诉自己，我这个举动呢要少做。
So I always tell them.
因此，我经常告诉他们。
I've been very reasonable with you.
我对你们来说是很合理的。
I've given you
很讲理的。
Time.
我给你们时间。
Please stop.
你要停下来，不可以，你不要再做这些东西。
Sometimes they listen.
有时候他们会听。
Or nowadays they often listen.
现在呢，他们经常会听。
But sometimes when they don't, that's where I take the cane out.
但是有时候他们不听话的时候，我就把藤鞭拿出来。
But parents should not be doing this often.
但是家长不应该经常做这个事情。
You must understand that children, the obedience is sometimes limited.
你要明白说，孩子们听话的这个能力呢是有限的。
Don't force them to do what is beyond their ability.
不要强迫他们去做超越他们能力范围以外的事情。
That's called harshness.
这个对他们来说是很苛刻的。
Now, if you continue to do that to your children,
如果你继续的这么对待你的孩子，
you will lose your children.
你会失去你的孩子。
You will lose the hearts of your children.
你会失去他们的心。
If you continue to do that to your colleagues,
如果你这么继续对待你的同事，
you will lose the hearts of your colleagues.
你会失去你同事的心。
If you continue to do that to your subordinates,
如果你继续这么对待你的下属，
they will obey you now.
他们现在可能会听你。
But inside their heart, they are waiting for a chance to sabotage you.
但是他们心中呢，就在等待一个机会来陷害你。
Learn to control your anger and talk kindly.
你要学习来控制你的怒气，
stop,
很好的来说话。
Stop criticizing.
停止去责备别人。
批评
别人。
I'm not saying you cannot criticize.
我不是说你不能够批评。
But the first reaction is not criticize.
但是你第一个的反应不应该是去批评。
You should be persuading.
你应该去说服。
You look at how the father in Proverbs tells his son to obey.
你看看在箴言里面的这个父亲怎么去说服他的孩子听话。
Proverbs emphasizes that if your child is naughty, you must use the cane.
在箴言里面他强调说，如果你的孩子不听话，你必须要用鞭刑。
But that's not the only command.
但这个并不是那唯一的吩咐。
If you read the entire book of Proverbs,
如果你读整本箴言，
the entire book of many parts of Proverbs talks about how a father persuades the son to obey.
整本箴言里面经常说这个父亲怎么去说服他的孩子。
So if you want a colleague to obey, your subordinate to obey, you want a son to obey.
因此，如果你要你的下属、你的孩子听你的话，
learn to persuade.
你要学习去跟说服他们。
Do it with kindness.
以恩慈来说服他
们。
当然最后如果他们还不听话，你就用藤鞭。
Rehoboam later succeeded because he chose to resist his harsh nature and be kind.
罗伯安最后能够成功是因为他坚决的抗拒自己的本性。
But more importantly, he chose to obey God.
更重要的是他选择来听神的话。
The beginning ofThe fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Hey, how does he know how to take care of the people suddenly?
他怎么突然知道怎么去管理人民呢？
Put enough supplies for the country to use, in times of war.
特别为这征战的时期呢，为自己的这些城市预备充足的资源。
I missed out one part in verses 22 verses 22, it talks about he even took care of the leaders.
我刚才也忘了谈到一段话，他在22节那边还谈到说他会照顾他的这些领袖。
He did something, he gave them many wives.
他给他们很多孩妻子。
And the Bible says, specifically, that in verse 23, he acted wisely.
圣经在这里特别的注明23节罗波安办事精明。
He took care of the leaders.
他照顾他这些领袖，他的领袖们。
See, how, where did he get this wisdom from?
他从哪里得到这些智慧呢？
When a person starts to fear God,
当一个人开始敬畏神，
he chooses to obey God.
他选择听神的话。
Naturally, he'll become more intelligent.
很自然的，他会变成更加聪明。
He'll know what to do and what not to do.
他就晓得该做什么，什么不该做。
May God help us to change our methods.
愿神帮助我们改变我们的处理方法、处事方法。我们要停止，不要再去批评别人。
Stop being harsh.
我们对人不要再苛刻。
Stop using high-handed means to make people obey.
不要再使用高压手段叫人听你。
I'm not saying you don't punish.
我不是说你不要去惩罚。
I'm talking about your first method should be to be kind and to persuade.
我说的是，你第一个方法应该是有恩慈去说服他。
Then you will succeed with people.
那样你在你的人际关系上就能够成功，
and you succeed in life.
你的人生就能够成功。
我们一起祷告。父神，我们有多少次我们选择用血气的方法、高压手段，我们对人不仁慈，我们对人苛刻，我们没有想到别人的感受，我们只是批评，我们只是攻击人家，难怪我们没有朋友，难怪我们跟人的关系不好，难怪我们生中觉得人生真的是很难走。主啊，我们为着你给我们的你的话语来感谢你，帮助我们从现在开始立下心志，我们要对人，帮助我们对人更有仁慈，更有耐心，给人家机会，好叫我们因为出于真心待人的时候，我们可以跟人有好的关系，以致我们能够在世界上能够立足，能够成功，我们的日子因为跟人的关系美好，能够过得更愉快。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。